Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's turn now to WBUR's Kind World series. Their stories about the profound effect kindness can have on our lives. WBUR's Erica Lance brings us this story of a remarkable friendship between two boys in Los Angeles.
I have to take off my shoe and I prick myself and blood comes out. It's my blood sugar tester. Sometimes it's kind of like annoying when kids just stare because they just don't know what it's about.
That's Jonah Purnazarian. His classmates don't fully understand the liver disease he has that could be fatal. But Jonah's friend, Dylan Siegel, responds differently.
Dylan, he doesn't really stare. He just talks to me. And we just laugh together, and it's really fun.
Dylan is 9 years old now, but this story starts 3 years ago when the boys were in first grade. Dylan's mom, Deborah Siegel, was driving her son home from Jonah's house when she told him that Jonah had a rare condition he could die from. She explained there was no cure, and doctors needed money to find one.
I'm like, oh my God, I want to help.
And I said, great, I love that. Do you want to do a bake sale? Do you want to do a lemonade stand? He's like, no. He looked at me like I was insane. What horrible ideas. Later that night, I was putting him to bed, and he said, I thought about what I want to do for Jonah.
I'm like, how about I could write a book?
The next day, Dylan took out his markers and wrote a storybook he dedicated to Jonah. He called it Chocolate Bar.
Chocolate Bar means awesome.
Each page listed something Chocolate Bar, like Disneyland or going swimming. Dylan's plan? Sell his book to raise money for research. But first, he needed some parental help.
He marched to my office and said, here's my book, will you go make copies?
Please, 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 print it. And they're like, okay, I'll do it later, blah, blah, blah. A week before our special school event, I was like, can I please sell that at our school event? And mom was like, oh my God, I haven't printed it yet. So I went to dad, I'm like, dad, print it, fast. And I'm like, I want chocolate bars too. And he's like, oh my God. So he called Whole Foods, and they said they'd give us 100 chocolate bars for free. I sat behind a table. We sold our books and our chocolate bars, and we sold out.
The next week, Dylan spoke at a PTA meeting.
Somebody asked him, how much money you want to raise?
$1 million.
And I was like, what? What did he just say? Does he even know what $1 million is? I mean, he's 6 years old.
I even thought I was a little crazy. But then I'm like, wait, I could do anything I want. I could cure this disease.
Curing a disease is a daunting proposition for anyone, but a six-year-old? And unfortunately, this particular disease posed a major challenge. Dr. David Weinstein of the University of Florida says Jonah's type of GSD, or glycogen storage disease, is one in a million, so rare that it's often not taught in medical school. Weinstein is one of the few doctors who treat and research GSD.
There's no funding. Honestly, I've come close to giving up numerous times.
But Dylan had made up his mind. Many doctors may not be familiar with GSD, but Dylan learned as much as he could.
He has no white blood cells at all, or very, very low. So whenever he catches something like a cold, he could end up in the hospital. He has to drink cornstarch every couple of hours to keep his blood sugar high.
Yep, cornstarch every 3 hours, even at night.
We set 3 alarms.
That's Jonah's mom, Laura.
If we miss a feeding, he can have seizures, go into a coma, and die.
They've had close calls, watching Jonah be rushed to the emergency room by paramedics who weren't sure they could save him. That fragility motivated Jonah's friend Dylan. He took every opportunity to approach people with his book. One of them happened to work in the news media and picked up the story.
A six-year-old who decided he could make a change in the world.
People told their friends told their friends told more friends.
And dollars started flowing into the fund for Dr. Weinstein's research.
The next milestone I remember was hitting $25,000. I thought that was incredible.
You can make a difference.
I love Jonah so.
And then it went to $50,000.
So much.
I got interviewed by Chelsea Clinton.
Good Morning America. And
Diane Sawyer.
Being on Nightly News.
The book so many of you bought for a good cause.
Copies shipped to all 50 states and 56 countries from Australia to Denmark.
I don't think any of us could have imagined
Except
something
for Dylan.
Like this.
Dylan's the only one that had this in his imagination.
In the middle of all of this, Dylan's family heard from the mother of a boy in the hospital with the same disease as Jonah.
When we went into the boy's room in the ICU, there was a copy of Dylan's book on his bed. And the mom told us how much Dylan's book had meant to him and that he had three copies of Dylan's book and that he was so inspired by Dylan. Here was a kid who was fighting for his life and a mom who had spent her last 13 years trying to keep him alive. About a week later, he passed away. And it was really hard.
After that death, both families threw themselves into reaching Dylan's million-dollar goal.
My parents and Jonah's parents worked their butt off. I knew that it was going to happen. My instincts told me.
And he was right.
Now we have like over $1 million.
Dr. Weinstein is now planning human trials for GSD gene therapy for next year. And he says his team has found treatments for mice with Jonah's rare subtype.
I'm still in shock. We are on the verge of curing or treating this disease, and that would not have been possible if the 6-year-old boy hadn't created this book.
Dylan may make a difference in the lives of some very sick children, but there's something else he and Jonah are looking forward to.
Well, and I never have a sleepover at like someone else's house. Once I get cured, Dylan and I made plans to have a huge slumber party and just have fun. Play games, watch TV, just us two.
That's 10-year-old Jonah Purnazarian in a WBUR Kind World story from Erica Lance. To hear more stories from the Kind World series, go to our website, radioboston.org.